Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown is here. So, Dr. Brown, what do you have for us this week?
Well, good morning, Marilyn, and we're in a lovely week of July, and there's nice sun outside, and everybody wants to be outside, and I think that's great. And we know when we're in the middle of winter, we're just so anxious to have sunny days. But sunny days come with a responsibility, and that responsibility is taking care of our skin. We know that the ultraviolet lights of the sun really do increase your risk of skin cancer, and it's very easy to get a sunburn given the pollution, given the ozone layer, given the changes that we have in our atmosphere. So I recommend everybody use sunblock every single day. Even if you wake up in the morning and it's raining, at some point of the day, it may become sunny. And you need to put sunblock on carefully so that you're getting the hard-to-reach places like the back of your ears, the back of your neck, the front area of your neck and shoulders. When you wear a T-shirt, a lot of neck is still exposed. And we also want to pay attention to our hands and our arms, which usually are getting a lot of sun exposure. Because what we know over time is not only does the sun age our skin, and you do see a lot more wrinkles on areas of your body that have been sun exposed compared to areas of your body that have never seen the daylight, but we know that it increases the risk of all kinds of skin cancers. Melanoma is the most serious kind of skin cancer, but even basal cell cancers, squamous cell cancers, cancers that invade locally but don't necessarily spread in the body, can still cause a lot of harm. So I want to suggest that if you're going out for the day, that you wear a hat, that you put on your sunscreen, that you take it with you so you can put it on again later in the day if you've been very sweaty or if you've been at the beach or in a pool getting wet, because when you wash off your sunscreen, you have to start over again. And I think what's really important is that parents pay attention to their children, because when you see as a physician a 3 or 4 or 5 year old with a bad sunburn, you know that it wasn't the child's responsibility. It was the parent's responsibility. So let's be careful out there. Let's pay attention to our children and grandchildren and make sure everybody is protected and can enjoy the outdoors.
Thank you. Anyone listening, you've heard it here from Dr. Vivian Brown. Be responsible for your skin. Use skin protection daily, just like Dr. Brown. I actually follow that advice because you gave it to us a number of times, and I do that every single day. So thank you for that, Dr. Brown.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. You know, because everybody thinks the sun is great and we're going to get vitamin D from the sun. And yes, that's true. But the sun blocks out the vitamin D. Sorry, sunblock will block the absorption of vitamin D. And what we know is you can take vitamin D orally from drops or tablets, but you need to protect your skin. That's what it's all about.
Anyone listening who wants useful advice and clear language and wants to take charge of their health, then remember the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's available in bookstores, or they'll order it in on Amazon, on drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a signed copy for a special gift, don't hesitate to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.